So how many vacations have you guys been able to take for, let's say, less than $500 to premium destinations through these strategies?
We usually go on, like, because I have the school schedule, so most of ours usually are, like, lumped within those breaks. So I would say we usually do our new, our tradition, since we got into this, is to do tropical holidays during the cold months here in Northeast, in the Northeastern United States, because it is really cold. So we typically will go on a trip for Thanksgiving and for Christmas somewhere to like a Caribbean island, and that's always using points of miles. And then I have a spring break, and we'll usually try to go somewhere that's like not super far, but somewhere that's also not, you know, in the continental United States. So we've gone to like Iceland and Finland one year. We went to the Galapagos Islands. Hawaii was one of the years. And then the big trip is always the summer one. And that's usually 7 to 8 weeks. And we try to go to as many countries as we can fit in without, you know, cramming too much together. Our last big one before the pandemic was Japan, the Philippines, and Singapore. And that was, you know, just an awesome trip.
So you're telling me that you'll do 7 to 8 weeks for less than $500?
Ooh, less than $500. I mean, if we really, we also save up some money via bank account bonuses to help subsidize the costs. I would say $500. I mean, if we were really frugal, I bet we could pull it off. But we also do like to live a little bit,
yeah,
you know, on those trips.
So. If you want to know like kind of the numbers, not 2020, but 2018 and 2019, I kind of did an overall breakdown of the year of how many points we used, how many countries we visited, how much we paid for that whole year in travel for our flights and hotels. And 2019, we went to 7 countries. It was 80 nights of hotels, so that's almost 3 months of hotels. And we should have spent about $70,000, but we only spent $5,000. So that was for both of us for all of those trips, you know, however many weeks of travel that is.
That's insane, Lisa.